Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the UB Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, this is UB Basketball Insider with Coach Weitzel and Coach Jack, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, Town Auto Group, T-Mobile, Nike, AdPro Sports, Pepsi, ComDoc, and by WIVB Channel 4 and WNLO Channel 23. Here is your host, Paul Peck.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the UB Basketball Insider Show presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway near the UB North Campus. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. A lot of UB basketball talk coming up for you over the next hour. We'll check in on the men's team with both head coach Jim Weitzel and Jonathan Williams. Brian Wolf gives us the insight to all the numbers. Women's basketball conversations will include a visit with Felicia Leggett-Jack to talk about what's going on with the team and the incredible donation that's going to fund the trip to Spain over the summer. And then we'll shift off of basketball momentarily to talk wrestling, as it's senior day. Final wrestling meet of the year comes up tomorrow night here at Alumni Arena. So all of that to get to you in the next hour. A lot of basketball talk, and it all starts off men's basketball. Here's UB head coach Jim Weitzel. Well, Jim Weitzel, your team is playing some of its best basketball of the season. Is there a particular reason or reasons that you could point to about that right now?
Well, you know, Paul, I think the big thing is defensively we've improved. Field goal percentage, three-point percentage at the rim, all those things are getting better. And then offensively, our assist to turnover is going down, which is the
assists are going up.
Talk
about that a lot,
and it's true. Assists are going up, and the turnovers are going down. So I get that question a lot. So those are probably the two biggest things that have been improving. And I think our guys are understanding that, hey, preparation and being ready in conference play, all those little wrinkles you need, they're really, really important because all these games are so close.
But let's dive into a couple of the things that you just talked about. Let's start with the rebounding. You're second in the country in rebounding, second in the country in offensive rebounding. Where does it come from? A lot of times that's a sort of a will and a desire stat.
It really is. I think on the offensive side, it's really Josh Rabala has done a wonderful job there. And he actually, since he's been coming off the bench, he's been almost double-double almost every night. Javon Graves is a really good rebounder. Kind of a unheralded rebounder. And Jonathan Williams, we'd love to see him reach his potential rebounding. All three of those guys offensively, I think, have great noses for the ball. On the defensive thing, I think it's more about us playing good technique defense, boxing out, and everyone doing their job. So I'm pleased with that. I think that's an area, and plus that makes you better defensively, you limit them to one shot. So I think that's an area where we have improved and we can keep getting better on.
All right, now the turnover thing. We've talked a lot about it, and it's pretty clear. In the game against Ball State, only 8 turnovers. You don't lose very much when you have less than 10 turnovers. Yet the style that you play sometimes can lend itself to more mistakes of aggression. So where do you find the balance from?
It's a good point. There are good turnovers, all right, because you're playing at a pace, and every once in a while something's going to happen. Let's say a block charge call, and you got the charge, and it's a 50-50 call. That's going to happen. Or maybe you go over the back because you're being aggressive on the offensive board. You fumble the ball after you get it. Those are things that we've done. I told the guys, those are good turnovers because you're hustling, you're working hard. The ones that I don't like are the ones that I think our fans don't like, is the ones that are pretty obvious, like, why'd you pass the ball to the guy in the other team? We're cutting that down. I mean, obviously, our Toledo game, our Ball State game, both games, we were in single digits in terms of turnovers. We're 11-1. This year when we've had more assists than turnovers. So that percentage is what we want to play. So we've talked that at length. The other thing is, obviously, when we're in practice, if you turn it over, we're putting a big emphasis on it, whether we're competing in what are our games or we're pushing the sandbag or whatever you can think of to make sure our guys are aware of it.
The Ball State game was one of your best defensive efforts of the year, holding them to 59 points. There were two big stretches, end of the first half, early in the second half. I think one, they went 3 minutes without scoring. One, they went 6 minutes without scoring. Was that the culmination of a lot of this stuff that you've been talking to your team about and working on in practice?
No doubt. I think the biggest thing is that we've improved guarding the ball. We've improved with our help, and our ball screen defense has got better. So those are three areas that needed to get better from early January to now. I think they've improved dramatically. So we got to continue to get better with that. The other thing is our bench has been better. So what we've been able to do is play more guys, and so you're keeping people fresher.
All right, coming down the stretch here, you know, you know what this time of year is all about. You know how to get your team ready for it. Do you feel like they're taking the steps towards being in that right place?
I do, and I keep telling them, like, look, the ceiling is high here. We've got a chance to keep getting better. We can shoot the ball better. We can make free throws better. We can finish at the rim better. There's a whole list that we keep reminding them on there, but I like our progress. We're headed north, so let's keep going, but along with it, let's make sure we work and we're prepared every night for it.
All right, let's dive into the Town BMW keys to the game. It's another big one for Jim and the Bulls. Friday night, tomorrow night at Kent State, 7 o'clock is the tip, national TV on ESPN2. You'll hear it right here on ESPN 1520, second meeting with Kent State. The first one was tight, close. They hit a couple of crazy threes at the end and a few free throws, and that's the difference in a four-point game. So how do you go back and look at what else needs to happen tomorrow night?
Well, I think the number one is that we really went back and watched tape with their guys a lot this week on this game, and we talked to them. Number one is that every play counts, and it doesn't matter if it's the first possession of the game or the last one, which everyone remembers the last one, but they all add up. All the free throws add up. The one thing that they really bothered us, we went to the rim 29 times in the game, and we only came back with 9 makes. So we need to improve that area tremendously. Don't change your shot. Go up stronger than what we did. I think defensively, we can certainly play much better basketball. But this is a team that's really, you know, shoots the three well. They've got a breakdown player in Pippen. And Winnington's another kid inside that's very well, very good scorer. So they've got 5 starters that are all capable of getting 20 points. So we're going to have to do a good job of, as team defense and really offensively, being very, very efficient. Every time we play Kent State, it seems like it's just a 15-rounder. And so we're going to have to really survive the 15 rounds, go after it, have a mental thought process of it's going to be really tough, whether you're up or down, to stay after it. I think that's one thing our team is getting better in terms of mentally, the ups and downs of a game. You're never out of it. It's never over the top. So I think people are seeing that some of those spurts we're having is been positive. And the Ball State game is a good example. We struggled and then found our defense and then got going. So we need to continue that in more of it. We're going to need to be more complete because we're going on the road.
Do boxing matches still go 15 rounds anymore, or is that just you and me being
old
school?
Well, I'm a UFC guy, so those are about 3.
Okay, well, there you go. So, all right. Well, it's going to be a heavyweight battle between the Bulls and the Golden Flashes. Going to be a fun one tomorrow night. Two teams battling for that bye to Cleveland. 7 o'clock, ESPN2, right here on ESPN 1520. Jim, good luck on the road. Good luck tomorrow night. We've got much more to come. It's the UB Basketball Insider Show presented by Learfield IMG College.
The Town Jeep Ramathon is on at Town Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Hamburg. Sign and drive away in a new 2019 Ram Quad Cab for $249 per month. Only $249. All taxes included. Just first payment and plates due at signing. Come on down and save at the Town Jeep Ramathon today. 42 monthly, 7,500 miles per year, 25 cents per mile overage. Includes Conquest lease. Must have competitive make vehicle leased in household. Leasing responsible for maintenance during and excess wear at lease end on approved credit. Offer good till 10/31/19.
Celebrate the big 2020 with T-Mobile. Switch now and get 2 lines for just $90 and 2 new iPhone 11s on us, so you can take a portrait built for 2 with the ultra-wide camera.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, cute.
Hurry in to T-Mobile and get 2 lines for $90 and 2 iPhone 11s on us with qualifying trade-ins.
Via 24 credits for well-qualified buyers with autopay, plus taxes and fees. If you cancel before receiving 24 credits, you may owe up to the full value of your device of $699.99. Contact us. Qualifying port-ins and finance agreements required.
As the University of Buffalo's technology solutions provider, ComDoc worked together with UB to develop a comprehensive program that lowers overall printing costs by consolidating print resources and implementing initiatives that reduce waste. Choose the winning team and visit ComDoc.com or call 716-689-0202 to see how Buffalo's premier technology solutions provider can help you optimize your workflow.
Hey, it's Paul Santora from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, letting you know just what a day looks like for us. Our day starts with fresh produce, meats, fish, and other items delivered daily. We have a team of staff that takes their time, prepares all of these fresh and natural ingredients. We then stock our cook lines, making sure everything is rotated, fresh, and clean. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill takes our time to make sure your meal is prepared the right way. We know you have choices, so when you choose to spend the money with us, we want to make sure you're happy. If something is not right, let us know. Please don't leave unhappy. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, we cook like it's our family.
Are you struggling with depression, bipolar disorder, anxiety, or an addiction to drugs or alcohol? You're not alone. Many people have feelings or experiences like yours at some point in their lives. When such experiences become severe, it's important to reach out for professional help and treatment. Bryland Behavioral Health System provides quality, compassionate care for all ages. Don't suffer in silence. Contact Bryland for help. Call 886-8200 or visit Bryland.com for more information. With help, there's hope.
Respiratory Services of Western New York is a locally owned and operated company. Started in 1997 by Michael McCartney, a respiratory therapist, we are proud to service over 12,000 patients from Buffalo to the Syracuse area. We are proud to be the official sponsor of respiratory and home medical equipment and supplies for UB Athletics. Winner of HME Excellence Award, Fast Track, and one of the best places to work in Western New York. Come and see the difference.
Back on the UB Basketball Insider Show presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. My name is Paul Peck. We continue to talk UB men's hoops as we're joined by Bulls sophomore forward Jonathan Williams. And Jonathan, I glanced at your stats real quick, and the one thing that jumped out at me is you have been a couple of points more per game productive in MAC play than you have in the season. Any explanation for that? Anything that you can point to about feeling more comfortable about your game now?
Just staying with it, you know, and putting in the work every day, you know, two times a day, just grinding, you know, trying to get my confidence back and just being more aggressive.
It's your first kind of go around in MAC play as being a kind of a real go-to guy. So what have you learned about how teams are adjusting to you and how you have to then adjust back in the other way?
Teams, you know, try to force me right, you know, try to take away my left hand. But, you know, I put in a lot of work. So, I mean, I feel like, you know, I'm going to get to my left hand whether you don't want me to get there or not. So,
I think one of the things that we've all noticed about you is that when you're in a groove offensively, you're very aggressive. You're looking for that lane, that opportunity to drive, because that's been the best part about your game. Take us through the mindset of when you feel like you're feeling good and when you're seeing things that are opening up.
I mean, just staying patient, you know. It's like you can't rush it because, you know, that's when you turn the ball over and make bad plays. So I just try to stay composed and just wait till my defender cracks, and then I get him like that.
If there's such a thing, I think, as a patented Jonathan Williams play and move, it feels like that drive down the left side. Sometimes you feel like you're like 10 feet away from the basket and you got your arm out and you're kind of looping it up there. I mean, is that a bit of the go-to move for you now?
Kind of, because, like, you know, it's hard to block. So, I mean, it's a protective way to get the ball up, and I work on it a lot. So, I mean, it's very effective.
In the last game against Ball State, we saw you hit some really clutch three-pointers. I know that's another part of your game. How much time are you spending on getting your three-pointer falling more?
Every day, just putting in shots, putting up shots. So I feel like, you know, they're going to have to drop eventually. So, I mean, they've been falling for me a little bit. I shot a pretty, you know, bad last game, but, I mean, you stick with it and get better.
Well, and again, as you did, you wound up hitting a couple of key ones. With Jonathan Williams here on the UB Basketball Insider Show, getting you ready for a big game coming up tomorrow night for the Bulls at Kent State. Before we talk about that, just a quick thought on the Ball State win from earlier in the week, particularly the way you guys played defensively. Holding them to 59 points was really the key to it. Take me through how this team seems to have finally kind of embraced that defensive attitude.
You know, coaches on this up on us a ton about defense. So, I mean, for us to do that, that was great for us. You know, that was our game plan, you know, stop them on defense, get out in transition, have a fun show for the crowd. That was it.
And it was, too. And I think, have you guys all understood something that Jim and even Nate last year always preached, that the offense comes from the defense?
Yes, definitely, yeah. And I feel like that's what we were struggling with a little bit earlier. You know, we were trying to, like, get the offense going instead of, like, getting the defense, and the defense dictate the offense. So now we're figuring it out. So
yeah, I mean, it's an offensive game. Everybody wants to be the offensive star, right? Yeah. And it's interesting that you say that. There has to be that evolution where the light goes on and says, hey, the defense triggers the fast breaks, the rebounds trigger the outlet passes, right? That's kind of how this game works, doesn't it? Speaking of rebounding, number two in the country right now in rebounding and offensive rebounding, you and Josh Mbala have been big parts of that. Where does that attitude come from that this team's such a good rebounder?
Just playing hard. That's all it is. Just playing hard. You know, coach, you know, preaches to us, get to the offensive glass, send three, send three. So we just try to get in there, me, Graves, and Josh, and just try to get them and then get buckets off those, too.
I'm glad you mentioned Graves, too, because I think he's had three double-digit rebound games within the last couple of weeks. Not always usual for a guard. What does that tell you about a teammate, particularly a guard that wants to get in there and bang?
You know, he's tough. You know, he's very tough. So that's what he got to do. You know, he get extra buckets off that. So it just expands his game and then make him harder to defend.
With Bulls forward Jonathan Williams, as we get you ready for a big one tomorrow night. The Bulls are at Kent State. It's a 7 o'clock start. National TV on ESPN2. Radio on ESPN 1520. You had a frustrating game already with Kent State a couple weeks ago. You played really well, tied really late. They hit some free throws, hit a couple of threes. What are you thinking about going into this matchup again?
You know, just playing our game, but just doing what we've been doing, you know, playing defense, getting out in transition. You know, we lost that game. We came out slow. So this game, we just got to come out with more spark and just do what we do.
When you go into a second matchup with a team that really you played very well against, and, you know, again, we could point to a couple of banked-in threes that were the difference and a few free throws, how does the game plan change? How does your mindset change?
I mean, the game plan really doesn't change, you know. We live and die by what happens, and then we live with it. So, I mean, that was tough, you know, like you said, banking threes, you know, but we could have had our hands up, you know, we could have not fouled. So we just got to clean up a few things and that would have been our win. And that's what we'll do tomorrow.
We talked a little bit before we started about how the season has really flown by. I mean, here you are, only a couple of games left before the MAC tournament. Sum up this season for me. Tell me what's been the most fun thing for you in playing such a big role, and maybe the things that you still want to try to get better at.
What's been fun is just seeing the growth. You know, seeing the growth, like, from the whole team standpoint, like, just seeing our losses and then our wins, and then it's like, you know what I'm saying? That's just great, because, like, it shows character in our guys and show how, like, dedicated we are and how much we really want to win.
Yeah.
So, and I love it.
Yeah, and I think you know how important that's going to be, particularly once you get to Cleveland in the MAC tournament. Keep up the good run here. Keep up the wins. Fun to catch up with you. And
yes, sir.
It's been fun to watch your game develop as well.
Thank you.
Jonathan Williams, a key member of the Bulls squad here as they continue to try to keep the winning going, looking for a fourth win in a row tomorrow night against Kent State. More on that matchup coming up when we continue the UB Basketball Insider Show from Learfield, IMG College.
Hey Bulls fans, this is Andy Santerre for Castle. No matter where your car was made, no matter how you drive, your car will run cleaner with Castle. In NASCAR, we built and maintained our own race cars. In our race shops, you'd see busy bodies and Castle. We take it everywhere we go. So check out our great website at CastlePacksPower.com. You'll see why Castle packs power at CastlePacksPower.com.
Whether your project is above ground, below ground, or you're just breaking ground, United Rentals has the equipment and tools that you need. We rent and sell everything from forklifts and backhoes to scissor lifts and generators. We also offer a complete range of industrial tools for any job, small or large. Count on United Rentals for the world's largest rental fleet, backed by a team of equipment experts ready to help you get the job done. Located on Transit Road in Williamsville, call 716-565-1330.
Niagara Premium Chocolates has been a part of the Western New York community for over 60 years and now has the honor of being the official chocolate of UB Athletics. Last year alone, Niagara Premium Chocolates helped schools and organizations raise over $2.5 million and is committed to making a difference in the local community. Starting a chocolate fundraiser for your organization is easy. Just visit NiagaraFundraising.com to learn more. Niagara Premium Chocolates, the official chocolate of UB Athletics.
Autobahn Women's Medical Associates provides comprehensive care, including on-site sonography, mental health counselors, and a health and nutrition coach. Located on the corner of Miller Sport Highway and North Forest Road, we are just minutes from UB. Our dedicated practice of women taking care of women are committed to helping you achieve maximum health and wellness. Schedule an early morning or late afternoon appointment. We even see patients on Saturdays. Autobahn Women's Medical Associates, the largest private OBGYN group in the North Towns and a proud partner of UB Athletics.
When you're headed to the outdoors, head to Lockport Outdoor Store. Specializing in high-impact footwear and apparel, locally owned, we have the brands you love and all you need for the tough Western New York weather ahead. Men's and women's Carhartt workwear, rugged Choco-designed snowmobile suits, Under Armour, minus 33, and dual-fold long underwear. Stay warm, dry, and safe in our high-vis workwear. You'll travel 1,000 miles to find a store like ours. Lockport Outdoor Store, Transit Road at Robinson.
We are busy bodies, and injuries can happen at any time. When they do, UB OrthoCare is ready with urgent expert care from UBMD Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. UB OrthoCare is faster and more specialized than the ER for orthopedic evaluation, care, and recovery. For bones, joints, muscles, and concussions, why trust anybody else? Extended hours in Orchard Park, Amherst, and Niagara Falls. UB OrthoCare from UBMD Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dedicated to keeping busy bodies busy.
Welcome back to the UB Basketball Insider Show presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway near the UB North Campus. My name is Paul Peck. We continue to get you ready for a big weekend of basketball, particularly for the UB men's team. We got a sense of that from our earlier interview with Jim Weitzel, but so let's dive into the numbers a little deeper with Brian Wolf, Director of Athletic Communications, who is focused on the men's basketball team. You came up with a couple pretty good numbers following a very impressive victory over Ball State. Dive into those for us, Wolfie.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's really starting to show the defensive intensity that this team is bringing that maybe was missed a little bit earlier in the year. These last four games, they've really turned it on defensively. And a lot of that, I mean, you look at the game against Ball State and the Bulls shot just under 33% from the floor and still won a game, which is something they haven't done since the 2014 season. Normally, you don't shoot that poorly and still win, but when you take care of the basketball, only 8 turnovers, and you put forth the defensive effort, allowing 59 points, a season low, the lowest since last year in the MAC tournament, if you remember that MAC quarterfinal game against Akron. When you can do those things, you can kind of get around maybe not shooting the ball so well. And then also, they took a lot of shots because when you rebound as well as this UB team does, now it's 51 rebounds, 19 on the offensive end, you get a lot of shot opportunities.
Well, and the rebound thing has something that has really jumped out. Now, number 2 in the country in both rebounds and offensive rebounds. And, you know, you're talking about West Virginia and North Carolina are the only two teams ahead of UB in those categories. What do you think has happened, changed, evolved to make the Bulls such a good rebounding team?
Well, I think, I mean, obviously the easy answer is Josh Mbala. He's been unbelievable on the boards. He had 15 rebounds again the other night, which is the fourth time this season he's had 15 or more rebounds in a game, which is the most by a UB player in a single season since they joined the MAC. But I think you also have to give a lot of credit to the guards, to Antoine Johnson and Javon Graves, who had another double-digit rebound performance, his third in four games, and to Devonta Jordan, who had 8 rebounds. When you this game of basketball now, there's so many three-pointers and so many long shots. You get so many long rebounds. Is you got to have some really good rebounding guards. And I'd put this group of guards up with maybe almost any set in the country.
Was the expectation that Josh Mbala was this good a rebounder when he got here?
I mean, I think it was the hope. I don't know if anybody knew because he didn't play a lot at Texas Tech. He's undersized for a 5, you know, man. So he's typically going up against guys that are taller than him. But, I mean, he just has a knack for knowing where the ball is, both on the offensive rebounding end and the defensive rebounding end. and he's aggressive with it, and he wants the ball more than his opponent.
All right, 13 games in, which means 5 games left in MAC play that starts on Friday night, tomorrow night at Kent State. Right now, the Bulls sit 4th in the MAC standings, which is obviously the place you want to be because those top 4 teams get the bye to Cleveland. Looking ahead, only 2 games out of first place. So is this the spot that wants to be maintained? Obviously, first place would be great, but one of those top 4 spots, kind of, does that be the priority now for the last 5 games?
Yeah, I think it has to be. I mean, this team knows maybe more than any other team the benefit of going straight to Cleveland. And, you know, there hasn't been a first-round game here since for a really long time, I think since 2013. So, you know, the expectation that this team has built is we are going straight to Cleveland. And they've put themselves in a position to do that by being in fourth place. They can do. They can help themselves greatly with a win tomorrow night against Kent State, a team that's also kind of fighting for that number 4 spot. And you know what was so big against the Ball State win was it kind of helped eliminate some of these tiebreakers that maybe the Bulls would not be ahead in. Right now, Northern Illinois is the only team that UB loses a straight tiebreaker with because they'd only play them once. But Ball State, now you split, so that tiebreaker goes out the window. If you can get the split with Kent State, that tiebreaker goes out the window. So, you know, you start to think about those. I don't know if the players think about that, but I know coaches think about that. Support staff, we think about that. So it's a big game tomorrow night, and if you can get a win, it goes a long way to that bye. And like you said, the top 4 is where you want to be. Obviously, number 1 does some nice things for you. It gives you the automatic bid to the NIT if you don't go to the NCAA tournament. But really, the top 4 is what's important.
With Brian Wolf, Director of Athletic Communications, here on the UB Basketball Insider Show. Okay, tomorrow night at Kent State, 7 o'clock, ESPN2, national TV. Of course, here on ESPN 1520 with Josh Wetzel, the Kent State Golden Flash is right behind the Bulls. Same record, as a matter of fact, 17-9. They're 1 game back in the MAC standings at 7-6. These two teams played here on one of those fun Friday nights on just January 24th, a 4-point win for the Golden Flashes. The thing that I remember most about that game, I think they banked in 2 threes like in the last 6 minutes of the game, and those ultimately wound up being really, really huge, like, you know, beat the shot clock kind of crazy shots that wind up helping them win.
Yeah, I mean, and sometimes you got to have those. And you know, that was a game that I believe was tied with, I think, 45 seconds left, and then Kent State hit a couple free throws late. Danny Pippen, I think, went 6 for 6 from the free throw line, like all in the final minute there. That game is still very much in the forefront of the minds of this UB team. And we saw what happened the last time. They weren't very happy with the performance they put, you know, forth when they lost at Ball State, came back and put a big performance up against the Golden Flashes, or against the Cardinals. Tomorrow night's going to be an electric atmosphere at Kent State, as you mentioned, ESPN2. I expect a really good performance from this UB team.
All right, it's going to be a fun game, and it's a critically important game as we come down the stretch here with just a couple of weeks of Mid-American Conference play left. Brian, have a good trip to Kent, Ohio, and hopefully back with a victory, and we look ahead to next week.
All right, thanks, Paul.
All right, that's Brian Wolf, Director of Athletic Communications, here on the UB Basketball Insider. We're going to shift some gears and talk UB women's basketball when head coach Felicia Leggett-Jack joins us for our next segment. You're listening to the UB Basketball Insider Show from Learfield, IMG College.
For the ultimate downtown experience, you have to check out the Pearl Street family of companies. We keep reinvesting in downtown Buffalo, now with 3 breweries, including the Pearl Street Grill and Brewery, Lafayette Brewing Company, Buffalo River Works, and 2 of the best boutique hotels in Buffalo, the Lofts on Pearls and the iconic hotel at the Lafayette. Whether it's patio dining, overlooking the water, zip lining, rock climbing, ice skating, concerts, festivals, or any other kind of adventure, there's always something happening at the Pearl Street family of companies. Go to pearlstreetfamily.com for more details.
The Town Jeep Ramathon is on at Town Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Hamburg. Sign and drive away in a new 2019 Ram Quad Cab for $249 per month. Only $249. All taxes included. Just first payment and plates due at signing. Come on down and save at the Town Jeep Ramathon today. 42 monthly, 7,500 miles per year, 25 cents per mile overage. Includes conquest lease. Must have competitive make vehicle leased in household. Leasing responsible for maintenance during and excess wear at lease end on approved credit. Offer good till 10/31/19.
Uncover 500 Pearl, Buffalo's newest destination to meet, create, and celebrate. We're changing the way Buffalo meets with higher levels of service, luxury, and comfort. 8 unique spaces to bring your ideas to life, 110-room aloft hotel, 2 bars including Patrick's, Buffalo's highest rooftop, and more amenities coming soon. Don't miss a thing. Follow us at 500 Pearl.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Lesson 42. This is how you say happy hour. It's happy hour. Let's go get some Bud Lights. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light. Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Right now, you can get a free furnace with the purchase of high-efficiency air conditioning. That's right. If you purchase your Central Air by the end of the month, you'll get a new furnace for free. That's a $2,500 value. Call us today at 870-0753 and experience the tropical treatment.
Make your home your personal paradise with Tropical.
Ah, hot.
Tropical.
Ooh, so cool.
Tropical heating and cooling.
Call 870-0753.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
We continue to roll on with the UB Basketball Insider Show presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. My name is Paul Peck. We've touched on a lot of men's basketball with, of course, the big game coming up tomorrow night, national TV against Kent State. Let's shift our gears and talk some women's basketball. It was an incredible week for UB's women's basketball program. Off the court, an incredible donation is going to fund an incredible opportunity for the team coming up this summer. For more insight on that and some talk about the team, we had a chance to catch up with Bulls head coach Felicia Leggett-Jack. Well, coach, it's not normal during the midst of the season that we talk about some things that are in the future, but you got some incredible news this week with an awesome donation from the Murchie family that is going to go towards a really special event for you over the summer. Tell everybody a little bit about what's in the works and what this $100,000 donation is going to fund.
Well, you know what's going to do is going to allow our young people to have an opportunity to go overseas. When you're playing a sport, you're going over two semesters, you don't get an opportunity to take a semester abroad and go see the world. And you know, I was a student athlete that never got a chance to go overseas, and I never thought I could go because I was afraid. But once I started going overseas, I realized it was a really cool thing to do. But if I had learned that in college, I would probably have been a different course. So this gives our young people an opportunity to go and experience and get exposure to things and get an opportunity to try. And for the Murchie, Mr. Murchie and his family to see us, a team that's just in the corners of the athletic department in the need, and to allow us to be a part of the gift. I can't say enough nice words about him and his family and what he's done for Western New York, what he's done for our university, our athletic department, and now he's touched us personally at our basketball program. I'm so grateful.
What's the benefit going to be when you go to Spain in June? You're going to play some games against some collegiate level teams there. What's going to be the benefit for your team of having the extra work, the extra practice, the extra bonding, and the challenge of playing some very high level European teams?
Well, you know, I try to build well-rounded young women, and the basketball piece is already getting established here at Buffalo, but this is a cultural experience that they need to absorb. You know, I have a very international team, and a lot of them come from overseas and they get it, but the other people that's from here have never left, you know, this area. And just to have that experience to go to another country, to learn their culture, to you know, get on the plane and go overseas is just a wonderful thing. I've done it a few times, and I think that the cultural thing is the most important thing. To play a little basketball is cool, to go up against those great teams are going to be awesome, but it's not going to supersede the cultural experience.
All right, the focus still remains on the remainder of the season, which is coming down to the stretch here. What does your team need to start doing better to get this thing moving in the right direction headed to Cleveland?
It's moving in the right direction. Again, you know, what people don't understand, you know, we're the youngest team in the country. We were the third youngest with Summer, and we lost her before the season started. We're learning now. We're not losing. We're learning. I just think that, you know, we kind of spoiled the community a little bit by being good for a long time. And we have some real special players. We have special players now, but they're young and they're going to be great. And I'm excited. I'm excited about what we're doing. I'm not excited about missing 20 layups in the first half. And they're uncontested. The plays get us so wide open, they don't even realize how wide open they are, and they're just chucking it up. And that's that youthful side. That's, oh my goodness, it's almost like you come home and mom brought groceries and you see donuts and chips and you're like, wow,
you
whoa,
eat them all,
hey,
right?
Let me go. Wait a minute, it's gonna be here tomorrow. You can relax a little bit. And so it's their first opportunity to go through this. And you know, we haven't seen Akron, and we do our struggling. But I love what we're doing. I love what we're building. I love what my coaches, how hard we're working. And we know we're not getting the results that can keep your job. You know, I get that piece. But we certainly are working hard, and the young ladies are getting better. And I just pray that everybody see the growth mechanism. We freshmen are finish high school season by now. You know, see, the age of fear would only play 22 games. Her entire season. I was 20-0 my senior year. We won a state championship, you know, multiple state championships and went into games. Guess what? We're in game 25 or something like that. This kid is saying, what? We're still going? And so, yeah, her last two games, she's dipped to 11-something points. But this young lady has been tremendous for her season. Now we got to readjust and get to her a second season within this season. And I think that you're going to see better games for her, but we just got to give her a chance to catch her breath.
All right, Saturday, 1 o'clock at Bowling Green, the next game for Felicia Leggett-Jack's UB women's team. Hopefully plenty of donuts and cookies on the ride home from that after a victory.
No, we already had that. Now it's time to get to the real stuff, the salads and other fun foods that's good for you, not the things that's going to be too exciting, you know. I just want this community to realize that this team is special. This team is special, and it's easy to see people special when they're up and they're going to the Sweet 16. It's very difficult to see a good team when they're struggling like this. We're tending to the sheep right now. We got our heads down and we're working hard. And, you know, I just think our better days are ahead of us, and the fight is still in us. We're really excited about what we're building right now. Just stick with us. Stick with us and believe that, and believe like we believe. And the more energy about belief and excitement about our women's basketball program, it will come to pass. And so I want to let anybody say is anything bad going on, because it takes away the energy that creates our synergy. So stick with us, Buffalo, because we're going to continue to work hard for you.
All right, good luck on Saturday.
Let's go, Bulls.
It's always fun to talk to Felicia Leggett-Jack. There is no one more positive, and there is no one who dives down into the reality of what it's like to be the head coach of a college basketball team more than Felicia. She is frustrated, we know that, but she will have this team going in the right direction again tomorrow, or correction, Saturday, 1 o'clock at Bowling Green, the next action for the UB women's basketball team. Got a big wrestling match at UB's Alumni Arena on Friday night. We're going to talk about that. It's senior day, or senior night in this case. John Stutzman, UB's head wrestling coach, joins us next on the UB Basketball Insider Show from Learfield IMG College.
Celebrate the big 2020 with T-Mobile. Switch now and get two lines for just $90 and two new iPhone 11s on us, so you can take a portrait built for two with the ultra-wide camera.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, cute.
Hurry in to T-Mobile and get two lines for $90 and two iPhone 11s on us with qualifying trade-ins.
Via 24 credits for well-qualified buyers with AutoPay, plus taxes and fees. If you cancel before receiving 24 credits, you may owe up to the full value of your device of $699.99. Contact us. Qualifying port-ins and finance agreements required.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for Ultimate Turkey Italiano. How would you like it?
Can I get that like an artist?
Sure.
Presenting Subway's Ultimate Turkey Italiano on Ultimate Cheesy Garlic Bread. Ah, a flavorful masterpiece. A glorious blend of turkey breast, pepperoni, Genoa salami, and melty, melty cheese. Plus, your choice of fresh veggies makes this creation a work of genius. Every Ultimate Turkey Italiano is worth 1,000 words. Mwah! Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Don't hibernate this winter. Participate. Check out Holiday Valley's money-saving ultimate passes for season-long ski and snowboard programs that start as low as $155. Catch the thrill on 60 slopes and trails, terrain parks, glades, steeps, and cruisers. Don't know how to ski or snowboard? The passes include lessons too.
Spend the winter skiing and riding at Holiday Valley in Ellicottville. It's just fun.
Find out more at holidayvalley.com.
The reason Losi and Ganji grows every year is because they focus on your personal care. Jeff Ganji of Losi and Ganji.
In 2018, we obtained over $22 million for hardworking Western New Yorkers. Not only do we assure our clients receive the maximum settlement for their claims, we make sure the small details are handled properly.
For workers' compensation and personal injury, call Losi and Ganji at 854-1446 or go to losi-ganji.com.
Losi and Ganji, working hard for hardworking Western New Yorkers.
Past results do not guarantee future outcomes.
Tired of spending hours in a crowded ER waiting room? Kaleida Health has the solution, emergency room online registration, and it's reinventing the way patients access emergency care. We all know that hospital waiting rooms aren't the most comfortable places to be, and that's why we offer online registration for non-life-threatening conditions. Check in for your projected treatment time at kaleidahealth.org, arrive at DeGraff Memorial Hospital or Millard Fillmore Suburban Hospital at the time you chose, and be seen promptly. Do your waiting at home and not the ER. Kaleida Health. We see more than patients.
When a seasonal cold or a slip on the ice gets the best of you, well now, Urgent Care is your plan for the unplanned. Conveniently located in your community, well now's quick care and exceptional service will help make it all better. Facilities are open 7 days a week with no appointment needed. Online check-ins available and most insurance plans are accepted. Visit wellnow.com to find the location nearest you.
Welcome back to the UB Basketball Insider Show presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. We've had some good basketball talk here through the start of the show, but we're going to shift a little gears. It's that time of the year where some of the winter sports are wrapping up. We're getting rolling into the spring sports, but we've got a very significant event coming up tomorrow night at Alumni Arena, a 7 o'clock dual meet matchup for UB's wrestling team against Binghamton. We welcome in UB wrestling head coach John Stutzman. Good chance to catch up with you and find out how things are going. And it's senior night, so there's always some significance to that. So a little overview on the season for everybody. You started off, I think, slow, and then you had that middle stretch of the season where you guys were rolling, I think, six in a row, and stumbling a little bit now. Right. So give me a sense of where you think your team's at.
Well, I think we're where I thought we'd be. You know, we got eight new starters in the lineup from last year, so that's always a challenge. But you know, we've been in every dual meet. You know, even though we're, you know, it looks like we're stumbling a little bit, but we've been in the matches to win. And when you got five freshmen, six freshmen starting at any one time, I think where we're at, it's expected. But we're excited for the stretch run, and I'm excited to get to the national tournament.
Tomorrow night, Binghamton comes in, non-conference meet for John's team at 7 o'clock start in Alumni Arena. You can also see the match on ESPN+. Plus, it's senior night. You've got six seniors. That's not a lot. You're a very heavy underclassman team. We've talked about that. But take me through the significance of the night, the emotions, and what those six guys have meant to this program.
Well, those guys have done a really, really good job for us. They provided a lot of depth, you know, for our team. They were great practice partners. Academically, they're very strong. So at the end of the day, these guys have done everything I've asked them to do. And we got one big one graduating, Troy Keller, who meant a lot to this program, a local kid that won a MAC championship for us last year. He's a past junior college national champion. So it's going to be a big deal for him. And it's going to be a big deal for the other five guys. So, you know, they're all good kids. You know, they've done a great job. They work really hard. They've been very selfless, not selfish. So when I think about those guys, that's what I think of.
John Stutzman, UB wrestling head coach, heading into a matchup with Binghamton tomorrow night. Troy's from North Tonawanda. You mentioned a local kid. You love all your guys, and I know that. You love them all equally. But as you said, he'll be one of the all-time greats here, right? So to give everybody a sense of what Troy's career has meant to this program, to you as a coach, and to his teammates.
Well, I wish I had him for 4 years, you know, to be honest with you. I tried to, you know, coming out of high school, he had a really good, strong connection with Keith Mowdy there at NCCC. And so he went there for 2 years, won a national championship there, and came here and didn't miss a beat and won a MAC championship. But, you know, he's been unbelievable. You know, everybody loves him. The local people like him. We love him. His mom and dad have been great for the program, very loyal, very well connected. So it's a big deal for us. It's going to hurt for us to lose him, but I'm hoping we can keep him around in some capacity and you know, keep him on board.
wrestlers never, they always hang around that wrestling room, right? They never go away.
I would like to think so. You know, I was kind of one of those gnats on the wall, flea, you know. I just love it. You know, you got to love it.
All right. I want to ask you about another one of your wrestlers. Derek Spans, again, a great career, an outstanding season. He's ranked 20th in the nation at 133 pounds. Just this week named the Max Scholar Athlete of the Week, 3.4 GPA in environmental studies. Is he the smartest guy in your wrestling room right now?
No.
No?
No.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's
then.
A good thing. This is one of the best group of guys I've ever had as far as academically and socially and work ethic wise. They do an unbelievable job, but Derek is a very strong student, you know, and he cares about his academics and he cares equally about wrestling. I think that's what makes him great. And you know, from a kid from Adirondack High School up there in I don't want to say the sticks, but he's way up there. And you know, it's funny though, his family businesses, they chop trees down for a living, you know, they're loggers and
yeah, it'd be tough to be a logger, don't
and,
you?
And he's in environmental studies. Now he protects trees.
Right.
So there's a little irony
there, isn't
yeah,
there?
So, but he's awesome. Awesome kid.
His match against Zach Trampy from Binghamton, who's 8th in the country, is that going to be one of the highlights of the night tomorrow night?
That is the highlight. You know, for us to win the dual meet, we gotta steal one. And I'm really confident in my guy and my guy's pretty good, and he keeps getting overlooked. You know, we'll take one bad loss here or there, and we'll drop from 10 in the polls to 25 in the polls, and I don't know why, but he's excited for it, and Zach Trampy is a heck of a competitor, so it's going to be a good match.
All right, normally when John Stutzman's at a wrestling match, he's emotional over the top, maybe a little emotional the other way for senior night for you tomorrow, right?
Yeah, it's big. It's a big meet. You know, not only is it senior day, but it's our in-state rival. You know, so there's a lot of recruiting, you know, pitches on the line. There's some challenges with that. But with these guys, you know, I just want them to go out on top and feel good about their careers. And we got a good chance of getting a 10-10 season this year. And if you get 10-10 with 8 new starters, man, I like where this program's headed.
All right, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Binghamton is in Alumni Arena. And if you can't get here, you can see it on ESPN+. John, good luck. Tomorrow, good luck heading to the MAC Championships. Always good to catch up with you and talk a little wrestling.
Great, thank you.
John Stutzman, UB's head wrestling coach, joining us here on the UB Basketball Insider Show from Learfield IMG College.
For the ultimate downtown experience, you have to check out the Pearl Street family of companies. We keep reinvesting in downtown Buffalo, now with 3 breweries, including the Pearl Street Grill and Brewery, Lafayette Brewing Company, Buffalo River Works, and 2 of the best boutique hotels in Buffalo, the Lofts on Pearls and the iconic hotel at the Lafayette. Whether it's patio dining, overlooking the water, zip lining, rock climbing, ice skating, concerts, festivals, or any other kind of adventure, there's always something happening at the Pearl Street family of companies. Go to pearlstreetfamily.com for more details.
Respiratory Services of Western New York is a locally owned and operated company. Started in 1997 by Michael McCartney, a respiratory therapist, we are proud to service over 12,000 patients from Buffalo to the Syracuse area. We are proud to be the official sponsor of respiratory and home medical equipment and supplies for UB Athletics. Winner of HME Excellence Award, Fast Track, and one of the best places to work in Western New York. Come and see the difference.
Hey Bulls fans, this is Andy Santerre for Castle. No matter where your car was made, no matter how you drive, your car will run cleaner with Castle. In NASCAR, we built and maintained our own race cars. In our race shops, you'd see busy bodies and Castle. We take it everywhere we go. So check out our great website at CastlePacksPower.com. You'll see why Castle packs power at CastlePacksPower.com.
As the University of Buffalo's technology solutions provider, ComDoc worked together with UB to develop a comprehensive program that lowers overall printing costs by consolidating print resources and implementing initiatives that reduce waste. Choose the winning team and visit ComDoc.com or call 716-689-0202 to see how Buffalo's premier technology solutions provider can help you optimize your workflow.
We are ready to wrap up the UB Basketball Insider Show, but as always, we save the best for last. Sarah Trinelli, Assistant Director for Athletic Communications, joins us to talk UB Women's Basketball to wrap up this rollicking edition of the UB Basketball Insider. Tell me that the intensity in all of our lives doesn't ramp up a little bit when you start to look at the calendar and go, oh, MAC tournament is a couple weeks away.
Absolutely. I mean, it's crazy. I can't believe at the end of February already, you blink and five games left on the schedule. So yeah, it's always a really exciting time as you gear up for postseason. And you know, obviously the standard that's been set here on both the men's and the women's side over the last few years, that's the goal. It's to get there and to be playing your best basketball at that time. So, yeah, just an awesome, exciting. This is great. I mean, in like 3 weeks, we're going to have brackets. It's crazy.
Yeah,
I love
it. It is. And it goes so fast, and then all of a sudden it kind of hits you, and then everybody gets excited. Well, next up for the UB women's basketball team, a road trip on Saturday to Bowling Green, 1 o'clock start. You'll hear it right here on ESPN 1520 with Voice of the Bulls basketball, Matt Mattia, and then television-wise, ESPN 3. You know, I think you made the point of the standard has been set, and it's been an incredible run. And then when one of the teams struggles, like the women's team is now, I think we all don't know, and I include the fans as well, we all don't know how to react to it.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's a fair question. And, you know, I guess, you know, as someone kind of in the foxhole, as Coach Jack would say, and I'm with the team every day, obviously, and I see the struggles, and I also see the progress too. And I know it's not always, it's not showing right now, but yeah, I think coach's message to the fans and, you know, my message as well, don't hit the panic button just yet. You know, it's definitely, you know, you can't hide from it, and they've underperformed, right? This is not the standard and the culture that Coach Jack has prided herself on and has built here. And, you know, they've fallen short of the expectations, and, you know, as well as where you want to be. This is not where you want to be at this point in the season. But, you know, on the other side, they're really young, and they're, some of the mistakes they're making are just young mistakes. And I think, you know, maybe that's just showing a little bit more than the fans would, you know, expect. You know, it was a good thing that they set the bar really high in non-conference play, obviously went 9-2 and got off to a really good start. But, you know, it's been a little bit of a struggle. But I think this team really just needs some confidence. And I thought last night against Akron might have been that chance. Obviously, you know, didn't go their way, and they came up a few baskets short and a few stops short. But you know, I think Saturday at Bowling Green is another chance to against a team with, you know, with a worse record, but also one that played us tough here, you know, mm-hmm. at Alumni, and Buffalo knows, they learned the hard way last year that you don't take a Bowling Green team, especially in the Stroh Center, for granted or look over them. So, you know, I think the pieces are in place, and you just got to continue to work through and just stick to your principles here.
Coach Jack said something interesting earlier in the show when she cited a statistic about how many missed layups there have been. And you, when you talked about using the word confidence, I think of that as a confidence. Yep. You know, the opportunities are there. The drives to the hoop are there. And they're falling off the rim, or they're thrown a little bit short or a little bit long. And is that a tangible evidence of sometimes a lack of confidence from a mostly young team that hasn't really been through this before?
Yeah, I think it is. You know, I mean, you know, the pessimist might say, well, layups and free throws, those are just, that's fundamentals. And if you don't do, you know, that's just fundamentals, and that shouldn't really have anything to do with it. But when you have young kids who, you know, haven't seen the ball go in the basket and haven't had those breaks go their way, I think it does start to weigh on you, and it gets into the back of your head, and all of a sudden the basket looks a little bit smaller. And, you know, I knew that from my golfing days. Sometimes when I'm not hitting the ball well and I'm not putting well, that hole seemed to shrink a lot. And I think, you know, sometimes in their head it might play, you know, a little bit of a factor. Whereas, you know, if they can see, if the ball starts to go in a little bit better and they're able to go on those runs instead of have the runs, you know, put on them, I think those shots will start to fall. But you have to continue to do the little things. You got to box out. You got to dive for the loose balls. You know, that has nothing to do with the ball going in or not. And I think, you know, over the last stretch, that's something they definitely need to clean up as well.
I'm glad you mentioned the golf, because this is the Tee It Up with Trinelli segment. And we're getting a little closer to golf season as well, too. You know, in the opportunity in our ESPN Plus and ESPN 3 broadcasts is we do get a chance to talk to the opposing coaches when things don't go the way for the Buffalo. And two interviews in a row, row, those opposing coaches sort of cited the fact that, you know, their scouting reports have been focused, particularly on De'Asia Fair, and they haven't said the book is out, but in a lot of ways, you know, particularly in conference play, coaches spend a lot of time figuring out what you do well and what you don't do well. And again, for young players to have to know how to counteract what teams are doing to you, is that a little bit of the process that the team is going through now?
Yeah, I think, I mean, they might not say it, I will. I mean, the film's out. It definitely is. And listen, this league is way too good, and these coaches are way too talented, and these staffs work really hard that you know the other team's going to be prepared. You know Coach Jack and her staff are going to have Buffalo prepared, but you're going to walk up and you're going to toe it up with five other players and a bench and a coaching staff on the other side that's ready to go as well. And, you know, these coaches do their homeworks, and they look at films and take things from other teams and what they were able to do to have success. And, you know, I think, you know, De'Asia is learning what it's like to be scouted. I mean, she's never had to deal with that. And I think, you know, she's a freshman, and people are like, oh, what's wrong with her over the last couple of games? I'm like, guys, she's a freshman. That's right. What's wrong. You know, yeah. She
raised
having
the bar
to,
so high. Too.
Right. And she almost, you know, she did it to herself, right? I mean, she raised the bar so high and obviously had such an incredible start to the season and is still playing well. Listen, I mean, what she's doing as a freshman is still incredible, and she's got to make some mistakes and some of these reads of learning when's the time to take the shot, when's the time to dish it off. And, you know, obviously it would also help if she's dishing off and those kids are knocking down shots too. So it's a little bit of a mix there where her teammates can help her out as well. But yeah, I think, you know, she's learning and the film's out and she's going to have to continue to work through that scouted process. But, you know, I think the flashes are there, and there's no doubt that, you know, she's going to make those adjustments and will be a really special player here for the next 3+ years.
All right, we'll wrap this up with the most important thing of all. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Sarah celebrating a birthday today. So a big weekend for UB basketball. The men tomorrow night at Kent State, 7 o'clock, national TV, ESPN2, radio here at ESPN 1520. And then the women back to work at Bowling Green Saturday, 1 o'clock, ESPN 3 TV, ESPN 1520 radio. Another big week as we move down the stretch, headed towards Cleveland and the MAC tournament. We thank you for joining us on this week's edition of the UB Basketball Insider Show from Learfield, IMG College.
On the UB Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College, this has been UB Basketball Insider, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, Town Auto Group, T-Mobile, Nike, Pepsi, ComDoc, and by WIVB Channel 4 and WNLO Channel 23. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the UB Sports Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.